Hey, everybody, here's another team feature. Today we're going to be interviewing Disha, and Disha's got some big news. Disha, what is the big news?
Hi, Matt. So first of all, I'm transitioning into a new role here at Parma. So starting today, actually, I'm the new account manager for the company.
Yay! So everybody gets to kind of hear two things, because the first question we're going to talk about is, what is it like to be a social media assistant? And now that Disha has moved into the account manager, let's talk about the differences. Like, what are the differences in your job and how you've evolved up until now?
So yeah, like you said, first I started being a social media assistant, and pretty much my task was like kind of like more like behind the scenes, I would say, you know, like doing client episodes, solving simple requests, if any, just doing lots of like social media work as usual. But now being an account manager allows me to have more freedom, I guess, first to reach out to the client, like if I have a simple request, let them know what my request is, obviously, like introduce yourself. And I would say, like, in general, it's more like, let them know who am I. Whereas social media assistant, you just do the work, you know, behind the scenes.
And you are going to have a lot more creative control too, because you know, the account manager is the, it's going to know the client the best also. Now, why are you still here? I love asking this question about, you know, why are you working with us? You know, you've transitioned, you've actually physically moved to literally another continent, but let's talk about, why are you here? What is it about Proudmouth that you like?
I think first thing is the team. You know, our team at Proudmouth just feels like a legit family. Like, you know, everyone shows up for everyone. Like, you feel that no one is alone. Like, yeah, I could be the new account manager, but I've never felt like I'm out there. You know, there's always someone holding my back and making sure things are going as they should. I don't know. There's so much like encouragement, so much support. Like, the team is just so perfect. Everything is just so friendly.
All right, what's on your desk right now as you look around? What are you seeing?
So yeah, my desk is a bright and comfortable space. You're going to find water. You're going to find many pens, a notepad, obviously my laptop, my earbuds, my phone, hand sanitizer because of COVID, some snacks here and there. But other than that, I just try to make it as empty as possible just so that I don't get distracted easily.
What is one digital tool that you use every day? And why is it so important to you?
So I would say my laptop and my phone. Like, it's surprising how many things we can do like simultaneously. We could have our laptop, and then if we need like a quick screenshot or something real quick, we just like use our phone and get it done. But there are so many other softwares that make our life so much easier. You know, we have Google Docs, we have social media platforms, we have Grammarly. Oh my God, Grammarly is just the best, honestly.
Grammarly has saved my life professionally many, many times. All right. What is the best compliment you've ever received about your work?
So I think ever since college, university, and like my whole experience, like working experience in here at Proudmouth, people would notice that I'm always there to help, because I think like I've received so much help to get where I'm at right now that I like, you know, like you just like give it back. And then I'm very detail oriented. And that's so much like you, like one can appreciate that so much because, yeah, you know, you're detail oriented. But when someone tells you, it means so much. And not a long time ago, someone within our company said to me, like, I love how you like, you know, give up like your knowledge, you know, you're always down to share. So it's so nice when people get to notice these little things.
There's a lot of stuff that you've done, Disha, that aren't little things, that are really big things that we really, truly appreciate. Now, do you have a strange or hidden talent? What is something that like a lot of people wouldn't know about you?
So I am multitasker. Like you can tell, as like I'm transitioning into a new role. Sometimes there are like little social media tasks that would come in, and then there are like account management stuff that would come in. So multitasker, super organized. And I discovered one thing actually, Matt, that is I don't need 100% quiet space to work because of the nature of our job. I feel like there are always videos playing. There are always podcasts playing. There's always like little tutorials here and there that we have to, you know, do in order to make our work 100% polished and better. So yeah, there's never a quiet space, honestly.
Well, and on top of that, with a lot of our living situations right now, it's not as easy to find true quiet. All right. I'm glad that you chose this question. This is one of my favorite questions that we're doing in these team features, which is, what advice do you have for an industry expert who's thinking about starting a podcast but is scared out of their mind?
So I would say the first thing first is just to be yourself. You know, coming into Proudmouth, I realized the importance of really letting people know who you are and being truthful to yourself. And when it comes to, you know, starting a podcast, I would say speak about something that you're familiar with and share your knowledge.
In your approach to writing social media posts, where do you draw inspiration?
So this is like the extension of the question you asked me, like there's a never quiet space to work. It's pretty much because there are always like podcasts that we have to get socials from. There's always videos, there are blogs. So pretty much all my work is based off something like a video, like a blog, like a podcast. So they're so inspirational and all of them are conversational. So you can really get to know who the person is and it makes so much easier to write content.
What is one piece of advice for writing an irresistibly click-worthy post?
I would say write as you speak. It may sound obvious, but many people do not know this. But if I was to write something that we are speaking about, I would write it like I'm speaking because I think that you would get to know my personality. And then make sure you share it on social. Like nowadays, everyone has, you know, a LinkedIn page, Instagram, Facebook. Make sure it goes out there and again, just try to be yourself.
There's a great quote from Oscar Wilde that says, be yourself because everyone else is taken, which leads us to our last question, which is, what would you say to encourage an industry expert who wants to post on social, but has no idea what to post about? What should they post about? And let's just break that down.
So an industry expert to me is an expert. They have things to share. They have stories to tell. So pretty much think of social as an extension to the story you would tell, as a medium that you would use to tell your story. You don't need to be polished, you know, a little square on Canva and just writing some stuff like easy bullet points or just, you know, showing your face in a video. I think those are little things that can make you stand out and you're gonna get likes, you're gonna get comments, you're gonna get a lot of encouragement. And hopefully from there, you're all set to start a more expert-like page, if that makes sense. And go from there. Yeah.
Deesha, thank you very much for letting everybody get a chance to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, no problem.